Welcome to the Words of Life program. When I was a boy, my parents encouraged me to sit down and listen to the Saturday live broadcast of Words of Life. That memory is still well over 60 years old, and Words of Life continues to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, our programs are recorded and broadcasted over a variety of stations in the United States and even in some foreign countries. We thank God for His sustaining blessing for over these years. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers still sponsor this weekly program. Each broadcast continues to present singing, prayer, and a sermon based on the Word of God. Please pray with me. Holy Father, we thank you for your enduring love and your watch care over us. We are especially thankful for Jesus and the salvation that is found through him. Please bless each of our listeners with understanding, peace, and health that are needed. Also, be with each group of believers who uphold your word in teaching and in practice. Especially prevent Satan from interfering with our efforts. Your holy word teaches that Jesus is going to return for his church at your appointed time. Please help us to be ready to see Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. It is now my privilege to present Brother David Johnson with today's sermon.
It's great to be together again as we can look into the Word of God and understand and live out its principles, precepts, promises, and prophecies that we take to heart. The title for the lesson is Not of the World, and our text is from the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 13 through 19, the words of Jesus in his high priestly prayer to the Father. Listen to the Word of God. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. This is the word of God. May he add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Today, we are bombarded with so much information, opinions, and debate that sometimes it seems overwhelming. Our thinking, our emotions can easily be influenced, impacted by the world around us. For example, the media, TV, talk radio, the internet, newspapers, and all the rest can shape our thinking if we're not careful. To refocus our Christian perspectives and even priorities. Regarding especially highly charged emotional issues like politics, military confrontations, and the trade wars that can impact consumer price swings of food, drugs, and gasoline will really grab our attention. These type things affect our lives, but they should not dominate our lives. As Bible-believing, born-again, baptized believers, we are in the world, but not of this world. Our mindset and our lifestyle should be radically different from the world and its system. Even religion, in general, in America, is changing radically. For example, the religious editor of Publishers Weekly states, quote, "For the first time in American history, whatever is happening in religion is being driven by the media instead of religious institutions," end quote. Publicity rather than pulpits. God forbid that true Christians would have our minds driven by the world's media rather than the Word of God, the Bible, the Scriptures. Let's reinforce our biblical perspective and priorities by the words of Jesus the Christ himself, as he prayed to his Father for his first century AD disciples, and as we make application to ourselves as Christ's 21st century disciples. We should understand that in Jesus' words then and today, there is a tremendous battle that is raging, that continues between darkness and light, between this world and God's kingdom. Jesus prayed to the Father John chapter 17 and verse 14 says in part, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. Jesus orally gave his first century disciples accurate, divine truth from the Father. That truth has been preserved, recorded, and translated into most of the major languages of the earth, and even dialects in areas of the world that are not as well known. We actually have the precious Word, the mind, heart, and will of God, revealed to us, all that we need pertaining to this life and to godliness. However, the world, in spiritual darkness, rejects the Bible as the inspired, inerrant Word of God. Moreover, the world system hates those who live by the Word of God. The world rejects the core message of Christ, his death on a cross as an atoning sacrifice for the sin of the world, and his resurrection out from amongst the dead. That Jesus Christ is, in fact, God, deity, in bodily form. The world instead embraces the words of mere men. For example, the rousing political speeches of the day, the council of experts, or so-called experts, on every subject, the words of their favorite commentators, the words widespread orally and in print or on the internet. Yet for born-again Christians, it's the whole counsel of God, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22:21, that needs to establish our perspectives and priorities as born-again baptized believers. For example, it's not government elections that need to totally preoccupy us. Instead, it's being God's elect, serving, worshiping, waiting for our Lord's return to finally make all things right. John chapter 17 and verse 14 ends with, For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. That is, genuine Christians do not continually think, talk, or act like worldly unbelievers. Yes, of course, we as Christians falter at times. This world system is very alluring. But we must endeavor to reject worldly values and the world's priorities, the mindset of the world. When we Christians are ridiculed and persecuted in many diverse and various ways, we should understand that we are to be different. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 12 and 13, In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. God forbid that we would be impostors, as worldly instead of godly. We must not allow ourselves to be in lockstep with this world's ways. John chapter 17 and verse 17 says, Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. The word sanctify means to set apart or to make holy. That through the truth of the scriptures, we can live in a pattern of godliness. The world's concept of moral right and wrong continues to evolve. It changes as society tolerates. For example, in our mainstream society, cohabitation outside of marriage is widely accepted today as even the moral norm. Homosexuality is now a lifestyle to be proud of. Abortion is acceptable and the law of the land. And on it goes. A litany of worldly values. A devolving of morality from God's perspective. Yet on all of these moral and ethical issues, God's standard is clear. We must obey God, not man. The scriptures have not changed. What was wrong in the past, as recorded in scripture, is still wrong today, as preserved in scripture. The world hates biblical morality because it infringes on their choice of lifestyle. God's word also exposes with light their dark ways. We Bible-believing Christians must not be swayed by the popularity of so-called enlightened new morals and ethics. God hasn't changed, nor have His moral and ethical standards. Our perspective and priority must be as Jesus Christ revealed. Christ regularly and clearly put the highest emphasis on the written Word of God, not the words, opinions, and traditions of mere men. Jesus affirmed the inerrancy of Scripture. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18 says, "I tell you the truth, verily, verily, I say unto thee, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." That is, God's law is permanent and it is to be obeyed. John chapter 10 and verse 35 says in part, "Scripture cannot be broken." As born-again Christians, we must not let the media nor mainstream society dictate the way we think and live as Christians, as Bible-believing Christians. Our priorities are not of this world that is passing away. We must keep established in our minds and hearts, for example, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 16 through 17, that reveals that all Scripture is God-breathed, inspired of God, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. One very noteworthy reason that being focused on the Word of God rather than the daily ramblings of mere men, whatever the subject or concern, is found in the last part of the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 17 and verse 13. "That they may have the full measure of my joy within them." The full measure of my joy. God's joy versus happiness is not tied to our circumstances. Today, for example, there is a constant chatter about the global economy and how we're all interconnected and how that will affect our pocketbooks, our wallets, which eventually will affect our overall economy. There's concern about Supreme and High Court judge appointments, which will also impact the moral ethical direction of our nation. There is continuing conflict regarding both legal and illegal immigration. And on it goes. And of course, these are issues that are very important. Yet, we should not let these issues steal our joy. Our joy in Christ Jesus. And by the power, the presence of the Holy Spirit within the born-again believer, the indwelling Holy Spirit, of which part of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. In our spirits, we should strive to maintain the full measure of Christ's joy within us, regardless of if the elections don't go as we would desire, if judges appointed don't meet with our expectations, even if we will have to suffer through a declining economy, Jesus Christ still lives. Jesus Christ The Godhead is still in control. Jesus Christ is still going to bodily return eventually to this renovated earth. Jesus Christ still paid for our sin problem on the cross and is effectual for us through faith in Him and His work on the cross on our behalf. We can have joy in all of these things, an ongoing, consistent joy, not tied to our circumstances, our social circumstances. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. We can have joy because Jesus has saved persevering Christians from the penalty of sin. We can have joy because as Christians, in our sanctification, we are saved from the power of sin. We can have joy because one day, as believers whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we will be saved from the presence of sin. That will be joy of joys. So, dear listener, in spite of all of the commotion and conflict that can easily invade our minds and hearts, how is your joy? How is your joy in Jesus? And for those of you that have not yet received Jesus as personal Savior and Lord, in which happiness is tied to circumstances, and happiness can be so very fleeting, would you not like to have the joy of Jesus, to know that one day you shall see the face of God? Won't you receive Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, which will be joy of joys?
What a blessing it is to hear the Word of God preached. We pray that you have been blessed by this program today. If you are a Christian, we thank God and encourage your faithfulness. If you are not yet a Christian, please give full consideration to your needs. If we can help you to know more about what you need to do to become a Christian, please write to us. You may have a free CD of this broadcast by asking for program 1841. That's 1841. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. On behalf of Words of Life, this is Wayne Hobbs thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time for another program from Words of Life. Sing them all.